winning the world with a glass of Coke.
On the surface, it's just a soda pop. A cold drink you can buy almost anywhere. But it's come to be more than that. How did this soft drink, Coca-Cola, become an emotional touchstone for millions around the globe? Trace that story, and you trace a small part of the world's story. By 1891, Candler was the sole owner of Coca-Cola. His total investment, about $2,300. Sales had already begun to take off in Atlanta. Now, Candler set about making Coca-Cola a household word.
What Candler possessed was a vision, and he also possessed a very strong marketing capability.
If Coca-Cola was going to expand beyond its regional roots, Candler would have to make people aware of this new beverage. He had to convince a skeptical public that it was special and make them care whether they got the real thing or not. But Candler had faith in Coca-Cola and believed that one glass would win over even the toughest customer. In the beginning, he turned to a trick Frank Robinson had been using, giving Coca-Cola away for free. He hired traveling salesmen to hand out tickets in cities and towns across the country, each one good for a free glass of Coca-Cola. In essence, Asa Candler wanted to buy the world of Coke.
And obviously the concept was, you'd try it once, you'd like it, the next time you came in, you'd pay for it. Very simple, elementary concept, but Coke was the first company to use that concept. And Candler was the one who recognized that in order to get business, you had to get folks to try the product first.
In 1895 alone, the company redeemed $7,700 worth of coupons, 154,000 glasses of Coke, and sales continued to climb. At the end of the 19th century, there were no national media, no easy way to reach every citizen of a sprawling rural country. Putting the idea of Coca-Cola in people's minds meant finding creative ways to get this message out. So beginning in the 1890s, Asa Candler's company put the distinctive Coca-Cola logo on advertisements that would follow the consumer around.
Things like calendars, things like posters, things that people would carry with them, like notebooks and bookmarks, things that would be used by the average person in the daily course of their business. And by the way, there was an ad for this new product, and maybe the next time they went into a soda fountain, they would try this new product.
Everything carried the name of the brand, and that's what we talk about today is great marketing. That you can have your brand in front of the consumer at every point of contact. And that's what Coca-Cola did even in 1890.
Today, these giveaway items command thousands of dollars from collectors. At the time, they helped separate Coca-Cola from a crowd of competitors and give it an air of class. As early as 1897, the company's in-house magazine could claim, "The great American eagle, that discriminating bird of freedom, is passionately fond of Coca-Cola because Coca-Cola has become a national drink."
听力课堂, 听class.com.